This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
All right. Welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me is Tracy Gregoire. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And I know the show is taking a little bit of a different format. So yeah. We are going to be on one day a week, which is today, Thursday. We are starting a little bit later. So we'll be on from now, 12:25 till 2 o'clock. 1:55. So,
but we'll still have plenty of great, fun information for you.
That is right. We're going to still continue our food talk and all that. And Donna from Delaware will still be calling in. As a matter of fact, she's actually on the line right now. We're going to get to her in 1 second. And Steve Freeman will be on today with us as well. We'll still be hearing from Randy Clemens. Chef Patrick's working on his schedule for us. So, you know, we're still going to have, like you said, Tracy, some great information and food talks. And the mayor will be back as well.
Excellent.
And
so all of our favorites, plus new people all the time.
That's right.
We have somebody new
today.
This afternoon, actually, calling in from Miami. I'm excited about it.
Yes.
From McKnight Food Group about smoked salmon. One of my favorite things that I have several times a week for breakfast.
Smoked salmon?
Yep. My kids
serve
me smoked salmon bagels. For a while, we were doing them every single morning on a bagel thin, so it's not as many calories, and a little bit of cream cheese and smoked salmon, and it kind of gets a nice, well-rounded breakfast.
That's one thing. I love salmon, but yep. I do not like smoked salmon. I don't like anything smoked.
Don't.
I don't.
You're missing out.
But Donna does have an appointment, so this is why she's calling in a little bit earlier today. So let's get right on to Donna. Donna's Delights in Delaware. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Did y'all miss me? I know y'all missed me. Did you miss me?
We did.
Donna had missed me because I missed y'all.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Oh, my gosh. I missed the show, too. I mean, I had a concussion, and oh, my gosh, I was sick.
What were you doing? Y'all was doing something strange up in that house, wasn't you and Daryl?
It was at scuba diving lessons. But anyway, I want to hear your recipe.
All right, here we go. So everybody's good. I'm good. Donna is good. Here goes Donna's delight because Donna got something to do today. So here we go, y'all. It's game time. From deflate gate to tailgate to the great debate on whose team will be in the Super Bowl. We all want to get down with a touchdown. Dust off your jerseys, girls, and shake your pom-poms. I went to B-More last week with my boo to celebrate our wedding anniversary. Did y'all want to know how many numbers it's been?
Yes, I do.
All right, now don't get slow on me. Come on, we're going somewhere.
We just usually let you talk. You
well,
just take the show.
Sometimes, because Donna needs to cool off. Well, you want to know how many numbers I've been with my boo?
Yes.
Well, it's Steely Dan. Hey, 19. Yes, it is. It's 19.
Oh, congrats.
Wow.
Girl. Mm-hmm. And I was all up in Baltimore Ravens territory. Now, yes. Y'all can go on and boo, my New Englanders. Go on and boo. Boo.
Boo.
Yeah, go on and boo, my New Englanders. But don't hate. When I get to y'all's neck of the woods, I'm going to be jonesing for some lobster. But since I was up in B-More and they got it going on when it comes to crabs, I took my fine self straight to the end zone, to Lexington Market, that was, for some good eating. Keen. I got in line and I putted my order for a crab cake platter with a side of macaroni and cheese and greens on the suggestion of my special teams coordinator, aka the counter girl. After giving up 20 yards of my hard-earned money, well, let's say they get a flag on the play, y'all. A flag.
Uh-oh.
That macaroni and cheese was dry as the Sahara Desert, and those greens taste like AstroTurf. The refrigerator Perry would have had to sack that whole dinner. Now, blaming the Krabby Patty, and even SpongeBob would have thrown that dinner back into Bikini Bottom for my inspiration. And the recipe of the week is, don't trick, put some crab in that dip. Every game time needs a prime time recipe. Any reason to break out that crock pot and score the winning point. And here's what you'll need to get your crowd doing the wave. Do the wave, girls. Do the wave.
We're doing it.
Do the wave. All right. Now, you'll need 2 cups. Now, 2 cups. You'll need 2 cups. Well, I say go long. Make it 3 cups of lump crab meat. My thing is go big or go home. Also, you'll need 1 16-ounce package of Philadelphia Eagles cream cheese. Don't hate, because they got the best cream cheese. 1 cup of mozzarella, grated. A 1/2 cup of brie, because y'all know I'm into that brie thing now.
Love it, too.
A 1/2 cup of white cheddar cheese, and 1/2 cup of half and half. You'll need 1/2 stick of butter. You'll need 1 to 2 tablespoons. You know me. I love my Old Bay seasoning. You'll need 1 tablespoon of horseradish, and you'll need 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. Now, you'll also need 1 teaspoon of Dijon mustard. Now, when I was in Baltimore, they served my crab cake with mustard, and I gave it a try, and it was good. So I put it in this recipe dip. You know me. I'll do anything. I'll do something once. Also, you'll need 1/2 cup of green onions chopped for garnish. Now, here's what you're going to do to get that play started. You're going to take your helmet, your AKA crock pot, little one, get the little daddy, not the big daddy, little daddy, and you're going to place all your ingredients in except for your onions, because those are your garnish. You're going to turn that crock pot on to low to medium, and you're going to stir that for 1 hour. You're going to stir it and until it's done for maybe 1 hour. Look at it, make sure your cheese is melted. Once that cheese is all melted and that game is on, now go on and serve that dip with some crackers and go on into the end zone doing your victory dance. Even if your team is getting the Krabby Patty beaten out of them, you don't have to trip, because you'll be enjoying your crab dip. Y'all know me.
King.
Love it. You know, that sounds really, really good.
I want to do it with some lobsters. Can y'all send me some lobsters down here? Because I haven't had lobsters yet.
That would be really good with that.
I'm waiting for Carol to respond to that one.
Can you tell I'm ignoring her? Wait. She treat me like a one-eyed stepchild with no hair and no teeth.
Oh, stop. That is not true.
But you know I love you like a fat girl love cake. And you know Donna always going to get her Krabby Patty on, because Donna got to do. You got to go ahead and don't trip, because Donna never trips. Because all Donna's going to do is get that crab cake dip. Because y'all know that life is for living and food is for giving. And Donna's out of here. Peace.
Bye, Donna.
Talk to you next week. Oh my goodness, that sounds like a real rich, like,
it does. It sounds really good, though.
It does sound
I
very
love
good.
I love the extra cup of crab meat. Yeah, the more the better cup. Right, just, you know what, make it 4 cups.
Didn't she call, I thought she called it shrimp dip at the beginning.
Maybe.
That's what I thought. But then I heard her say crab meat, so I was like, oh, okay. But anyway.
I think she was just throwing some fun words in there all over the place.
I think so. That's Donna.
I love her energy.
She's awesome. All right. So what we're going to do now, the beginning of the show.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Let's thank some of our sponsors.
There you go.
Food for Thought is brought to you by Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and now open with a drive-thru in Londonderry, redarrowdiner.com. And Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale & Company. Star Dental at stardentalmanchester.com at 50 South Main Street in Manchester. For a very spa-like dental experience,
I know.
I am telling you. So that's it for now. We'll think some others later.
There you go.
How have you been?
I've been good. I've been
better
the past few days.
What a horrible thing to have to go through.
I'm telling you, it was really not good. I mean, a concussion. I've never had a concussion before in my life. And, really bad. just not myself. Yeah. Headache. I mean, and a different headache because I do get migraines. I haven't had one for a while, but it's a different. It's different than a migraine. Yeah. Almost pressure like. I don't know. It really wasn't good.
Stuff like that
good.
Just kind of interrupts your whole life.
It totally does.
Thank you to our listeners for understanding and
right.
and listening to our best ofs periodically the last couple of weeks.
Right. So very good. All right. Well, today's food holiday is kind of, I don't know, it's National Nut Day.
Okay. Just any nuts.
Any nuts. National Nut Day. That's what it is.
What's
today.
Your favorite nut?
Probably cashews.
Me too. I was going to say
they're
same
they're not
thing.
Good for you.
Nope.
They're the bad nuts to love. You
but
know?
You know, what I'll do if I'm being good, I will, because if I grab the whole can, I would just
eat
them all.
Just eat and eat.
So I'll grab them. And literally the serving size is like 6 cashews.
Who eats just 6 cashews? Really?
I have, when I'm being good, which I'm being good again right now.
Cause good
I'm
for
just,
you.
Yes, I had to start being good again. I've been bad for a while, ever since my ankle injury. But I'm being good again. So I would just literally grab 6 or 8 because it's a really good protein source,
it
a
is.
Good healthy fat source.
It is.
If you just don't overdo it.
Right.
So it is good, just don't overdo it. And that's my problem usually.
And, you know, isn't that really with everything?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is. It's with everything. Doing it in moderation, you know. That's why I'm actually doing Weight Watchers right now.
You are.
I am.
Switching it up a bit.
26 points to eat throughout the day. And my sister's doing it with me. And, yeah. Yeah.
You that's know, one I mean, thing I have never done.
Really?
Yep.
Well, this is kind of funny. I went last week and I walked in and she says, "Oh, welcome to Weight Watchers," you know, da da da. And she says, "Have you been here before?" And I just laughed at her. I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
A few times.
This is probably my 83rd time. I don't know. So anyway, so she pulls me up on her computer, and then of course she says, "Step on the scale." So I step on the scale, and I said, "You know, I don't think I want to look at it. So I'm not sure."
But I'm guessing. Let me just throw something in. I'm guessing it was lower
than I expected.
Than when you were there before, probably.
Well, this was the thing. I get on and I'm not looking. And she goes, "Wow." I go,
"Is that a good one or a bad one?"
That's what I
wow.
said. I go, "Is that a good one or a bad one?" That's exactly what I said to her. And she goes, "Well, it's actually really good." And I go, "What are you talking?" I was, this is really terrible. 22 and a half pounds less than the last time I went.
I imagine, because you still look really great.
Gross.
Why is it gross?
I couldn't believe it. I was just like, "Oh, maybe I don't even need
to be here." No, because it's good still to jumpstart what you're doing. Sometimes we have those pits and valleys, and we need to, you know, jumpstart what we're doing. Which again, I'm doing right now. Ugh, I hate starting over again. It stinks. But that's got to be encouraging for you to get there and be like, "All right, I'm starting this when I'm." Lower than the last time I was here.
Yes,
so you didn't allow
definitely.
Yourself to get back up to that point.
Well, then I did look at the scale. I didn't want to look at the scale, and I was less than what I thought I was. So
awesome.
That,
see?
You know, it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
It's encouraging.
So, it was encouraging. It
well,
was,
I could so. Barely walk down the stairs today because I can't feel my legs.
What?
I can't feel my legs from working out.
Oh, geez.
That's why I hate starting again. Been doing Fit Lab. At Gold's Gym, which is kind of intense. And then today, yesterday was legs. And then, so I could barely walk this morning anyway. And then I got up and went to spin class.
Oh.
So I'm like jelly legs. But that's okay. It'll get better. Yeah. You know, starting over is always the hard part. You just got to stick with it.
It is. You know where Daryl and I went last night, actually? We went and got a tour because we are thinking of joining the executive, the health club.
What a nice place. I haven't been there in years, but I remember the last time I was there, you know, I wanted to, and it's a lot of money, but it's something I would consider because of all their options, except for the drive. It's a little bit closer for you.
Yeah,
it's just for me to go to the gym. I needed it to be close and quick and be able to go, you know, at the drop of a hat or, you know, early in the morning and be able to get back in time for the kids. It just,
it's
too far away
over there. Oh my goodness. We're looking for some things for us to do together, you know?
So, yeah. That's nice.
So yeah, we went, and it's, I mean, it is, I used to be a member there years and years ago when I was a kid. And when racquetball was really popular.
Yes, I was just thinking that.
And I used to be in tournaments and everything. I loved racquetball.
That's so funny because that's why I was there.
My husband
and I were looking for something because he was really big into racquetball when we first moved back here from when we got out of the Marine Corps. And he was looking for a place to do racquetball. And they were like the only place in town that had racquetball.
It's true.
Except for Gold, the Allard Center in Goffstown. But that was like, they shut those down quick and turned them into rock climbing walls.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. I didn't even know they had those over there.
There is a place, though, that you can rent a racquetball court in Manchester. It's kind of weird. It's part of a nightclub. I don't know if it's still there, but I've seen it before because I've looked for my husband.
Interesting.
It's part of a nightclub, and they have a racquetball court room that they rent out, I believe.
That's kind of strange.
But it's probably the only one in town.
Wow, interesting. Well, you are listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 The Pulse. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. Oh my goodness! See, I'm not with it.
still getting your brain back. It's okay.
WTPLFM.com. Yes, and it's powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And we are going to go on a short break. And Food for Thought will be right back. Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Tracy Gregoire. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester, and. We're here talking about food. I did say today's food holiday was National Nut Day. We were talking a little bit about cashews and stuff.
Oh, and I was actually going to say something I had the other day, which, of course, this isn't healthy. But my other favorite nut is macadamia nuts. A good macadamia, but I like it in a cookie. That's what I'm saying. It's not healthy. I like a macadamia nut cookie.
That's funny.
And I hadn't had them in years, and we picked up a package the other day and the last week, and they were really, really good. It reminded me that I like macadamia nuts.
Yeah, see, I am not a macadamia nut person. Nope, I don't.
I do like them outside of cookies, too, but they need to have some salt on them.
That's funny. Do you remember Soupy Sales?
That sounds really familiar. Is it a cartoon?
I kind of remember him. He was a comedian.
Okay.
But on Today in Food History, on this day in 2009, comedian Soupy Sales died. He died. He was best known for his children's TV show, Lunch with Soupy Sales.
Okay.
I kind of remember that show. And most of his routines ended with Soupy receiving a pie in the face. I do remember that.
When was it on? What decade did it say?
You know, it doesn't say.
Like the 70s,
and I'm not
80s?
Sure, because I do remember that. You know, sometimes when we talk like this, Bob will look it up on Google for us. So I'll see if he pops something up here for us. But yeah. And also on this day in food history in 1981, the FDA approved the artificial sweetener NutraSweet for tabletop use.
Oh.
Kind of interesting. And also want to remind people that here at the Beacon Building on Thursday, the 29th, we'll be actually broadcasting that day. So I'll remind everybody as well. Every Thursday, we'll keep reminding you all. But on the 29th Thursday, from 3 to 4, actually, isn't it next Thursday?
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because I've been telling my boys it was tonight.
No, it's next Thursday.
I'm so happy, because I had something planned tonight, and I couldn't come. So
it is next Thursday. So here I am saying I'm going to be talking about it before it's next week.
So what time frame?
From 3 to 4:30, kids and families, you can come to the Beacon Building and the whole building. There's about 50 offices in here, 50 to 55 offices in here, and they're going to be doing trick or treating.
Can you
Isn't
say
cool?
cha-ching
right?
for candy?
Talk about cha-ching for the kids. They just go from door to door.
I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't bring my kids. I've told you how they do. Oh, you weren't here. How they go trick or treating. They go trick-or-treating with a pillowcase.
Oh, that's so
cool. No little tiny bag or bucket. They go with the pillowcase, and they run as fast as they can from house to house to maximize their profits.
But just think, right here.
That's way too easy. I think I need them
it
running.
It is way too easy.
I need them running so they can maybe burn off some calories that they're going
to
eat.
Well, they can, instead of using the elevator, tell them they need to use the stairs.
Okay.
There you
deal.
Go. There you go.
No elevator for you.
But it is open to, you know, kids can come on down and come and take advantage of having.
That's so nice. Is this the first time they're doing that?
It is the first time.
That should be
it
fun.
It is. Okay. See, and I told you I was right. Bob did look it up for us.
Thank you, Bob.
Looks like it aired in New York from. Really? That mean, well, oh, you know, they must have had reruns. That's why I remember it, because it was in New York in between 1964 and 1966.
Wow. That's why it sounds just vaguely familiar. I probably just saw some reruns.
Yeah, it must have been reruns that I saw, too. I think I remember him, Bob remembers him more for the game shows. Yes, Match Game and Hollywood Squares. I did, you know, when I did read that earlier, I did think of Hollywood Squares. So he was on Hollywood Squares
as the host, or one of the
maybe
stars?
One of the heads. I think it was one of the heads.
One of the talking heads.
One of the squares.
I do remember that show.
I do.
I loved that show.
Yeah,
that was funny.
Cool. That was cool.
Blast from the past.
Let me see what else. What else is happening? What else have you been doing?
You know, it seems so busy right now, just with, you know, fall and kids things with school and, you know, photography business and all of that. It's just been, every day is kind of a blur for me. So I don't know that I could even tell you what I've been doing. How about you?
You know, we have been very, very busy. The Red Arrow Diner in my Manchester location closed for 2 weeks. We were closed for
renovations.
2 weeks. Renovations. We did major renovations to the Red Arrow in Manchester.
How does it look?
It is so beautiful. My brother headed up the job, and
which I'm sure was amazing, because this place, the Beacon Building, is gorgeous. He's done a wonderful job.
Yes, he has. And I'm telling you, it is. We were mainly doing it, and we've known for a little while that we needed to do this. We were mainly redoing our hood system.
Okay.
In the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And when we, you know, because the Red Arrow has been there for many years and lots of things are grandfathered in and such. So we've known for a little while that we need the new hood system. And we figured, because it was going to take a good 2 weeks, that we would do some stuff out front as well.
Smart. So just change like the seats and all of that?
You can't really change the seats.
I know, because I'm thinking it would be different.
We didn't.
You have to reupholster them, or.
Well, you know, the booths are hard. You know, they're like those. And they work there. We're open 24 hours. It takes a lot of,
abuse.
A lot of abuse.
Yeah.
That's a perfect word. But we redid the tops of the tables. And then my most favorite thing is the counter. All three of the diners now all have the same counter, and it's all a beautiful red granite. It is gorgeous.
Nice.
And of course, my boyfriend Daryl did that. And it came out so, so nice. We have some new stools, brand new floor out front.
Oh, I have to stop by and take a look.
It is just really, really nice. And
did you do any kind of grand reopening or anything?
We really didn't. Mm-hmm. We didn't. We, you know, social media and all that. So. But the kitchen is just, and you know, because the building is so old, it's been there since 1922. The kitchen, when they started taking the ceiling down, there was so many layers of ceiling that they kind of almost kept like adding onto it.
Yeah.
We gained a whole, like, I don't know, like 14 inches.
That's
height
a ton.
In the kitchen.
Wow.
So you walk in the kitchen now.
Does it feel much more open?
It is like so open. You look and you're like, oh my goodness.
Was it really low? I've never been back there. Is it really low? People have to duck.
If you were really, really tall, but you know, I don't remember if I could touch. I think I could touch the ceiling, or just barely. But anyway, but no, now it's like all wide open,
nice.
Brand new hoods and everything.
Employees must love that too.
It's gorgeous. It's really, really nice. So
excellent. Well, congrats.
Get on down to the diner and go check out all the new digs.
The new digs.
Yeah. And next week we will be joined with Michael Helpley Pierce, the tap handle. Our beer aficionado.
I think it's really great when he comes, because it's really get to hear, like, for people like me, like, really don't know a lot about it. It's nice that he knows so much and he can really break it down for us. We heard some really great things about the history of hops, and last week I think it was really very interesting. And every time he comes, he's got great information.
A world of information. And I did hear from one of my friends, Colleen Clayton, and she works for a wine company. And we're going to be getting a wine guest coming on soon, so nice. That'll be fun.
Tell them to bring samples.
I know. Bring samples. You can't come unless you bring samples. But I love talking to wine people also. Yeah. I just find it so fascinating, especially sommeliers. All that knowledge that they have up in their brain is just, I think it's just crazy that you can taste wine and know exactly the region and the grapes and
You could. I know what I like when I drink it, but if you put three glasses in front of me and had me try to tell you what they were, I couldn't do that.
I couldn't either.
I can just tell you if I like the taste of it, even if it's my favorite that I drink all the time. If you gave it to me, I would just say I enjoy that, but I don't know what it is.
Same exact with me. Same.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too. I'm perfectly fine with that too. What kind of wine do you drink? Do you like red or white?
I like a bold red. So Zinfandel, red Zinfandel, like old Weinzin, is my new fave. I was doing a Shiraz for a while. I do a Pinot Noir. Cabernet, if that's all they have.
That's
I don't
my
typically do a Merlot.
I don't like Merlot either.
Yeah. But yeah, a nice bold, full-bodied red. And it's funny because I didn't start drinking until I had kids.
Are you serious?
Is that bad? Yeah. I didn't drink I did not even drink on my 21st birthday.
Wow.
I did not.
Is that just you?
I probably would have. I was stationed in Hawaii, living in the barracks. My roommate, who was, you know, my really good friend, was in the hospital with her jaw wired shut. And my husband now, who is my fiance at the time, was on the Big Island for some operations that they were doing. So I was just by myself for my birthday, and I took myself out to eat and just had a burger. I know, kind of sad, right? Pitiful. So I didn't drink, and I think maybe it was like 6 months later, and I was introduced to Bailey's on ice cream, and it was all over for
Bailey's.
But then I was just like Bailey's or, you know, something girly like that, or White Russian every once in a while. But I really just didn't drink a lot. And then I had kids, and now
I
drink a lot of wine. But I love my kids. They're awesome.
Well,
I just joke. I don't blame it on them. I blame it on age.
All right, we are at the top of the hour, and when we come back, we will be talking with Jonathan Brown, the CEO of Thought for Food and Sun from down south.
Excellent.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back.